Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 6 of Stand Up and Stand Out, Parte y Destacate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green, and we're taking it back to the old school with our original guest interviews you have come to love. We spent the last two seasons learning more about the two books I launched this year, Chameleon Mindset and The Great Lead Hership Awakening. And now that I've come up for air from the writing and publishing process, I wanted to reach out to my network and share more of the great work others are doing. I hope you enjoy Season 6, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we will cover with each of these new guests. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Stand Up and Stand Out, Parte y Destacate. We have a wonderful guest today, one of my fellow Leadership Global members, and someone I have been so blessed to share the virtual stage with on a number of occasions now. So we have Marie, and how are you today, Marie?
I'm doing excellent.
So Marie is the founder of The Profit Lab. She is a 10X certified elite coach, speaker, and mentor, certified public accountant, and chartered global management accountant, auditor, CFO, and author. She does it all. Look at that, folks. Marie has over 30 years of business experience. She has helped dozens of clients as a financial auditor, controller, CFO, and business coach. She's been nominated by the Florida Institute of CPAs for the Emerging Women's Leaders Award in 2022 and 2023, and Ignition for Top 50 Women in Accounting in 2023. Her firm won 2022 the Best of Small Business Awards and Best Accounting Firm. Look at all that. Man, that's amazing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we always have fun together. I was really blessed, like I said, to share the stage with you on, I think it was Women's Business Global event that we did together. And just learn a little bit more about you. We've got finance backgrounds in common, but you're doing so many other wonderful things now. So maybe just share a little bit about, you know, what you do, where you've been, and where you're going.
Sure. Yeah. So I always like to tell people like where I came from, because I think it's important to kind of get to know me a little bit better and what really drives me. So I was born and raised in Lebanon and during really, you know, heavy wartime. But one of the best things that I've learned during that time is how to be very resilient under very hard times, duress, and difficulties. I have also been very early on, been exposed to entrepreneurship. My father started his business when I was, I think, about 11 years old, and I was helping him putting stocks on the shelves and doing working on the cash register or putting away the invoices and bills. And lo and behold, you know, I went into college when I was like 20 years old, and I realized at that time that there's actual accounting rules. Yeah. That was the time that I actually figured out. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe there's accounting rules and regulations there. So that's where I really decided to get into accounting, because lo and behold, you know, accounting and financials are super important to make sure businesses succeed. Fast forward, you know, I went to Montreal. I lived there for a few years. And then I came to Miami. I got married to my wonderful husband. Now I have two kids as well, and became a CPA, became an auditor. And then a few years ago, about in 2018, I decided to go full force into entrepreneurship because I wanted to bring my CFO background to small businesses. And here we are with doing accounting and some business coaching as well.
That's fantastic. It's one thing that I say that I feel very fortunate that having a finance background makes it so much easier to start your business. You obviously have a passion for what, you know, the business is going to be about, but having some of that just be kind of a secondary nature for you after the time, you know, you've already studied it, it makes it so much easier to just be like, okay, I know where I am financially, you know, here's how much revenue, here's my expenses, I understand what my tax liabilities are and things like that. And I know it's really overwhelming for so many other people because most of them start a business purely based on the passion and not really understanding some of the mechanics of actually making a profitable business. And I know with the Profit Lab, that's really something that you focus on with others that you work with.
Absolutely. With the Profit Lab, the main focus is to not only help business owners, you know, with the finance part of things, but really as a management consulting, looking at operations, finance, sales, and marketing. So what I do is overall business coaching using the 10X strategies from Grant Cardone. And of course, heavily, heavily involving my finance, the CPA background to make sure businesses are succeeding.
That's fantastic. I love it. And it's something that I think we're about to hit this pivot, that a lot of people started their business right around, you know, when the pandemic was happening, and they just sort of started dipping their toes in and They're kind of maybe having some wins and maybe a couple of losses, but they haven't really figured out sustainable trajectory. 3 years is kind of that usual time where it's the make or break period. What are kind of maybe some of those key strategies that you start with folks that are about at this time where they're not quite consistently profitable with their business?
Yeah, I think one of the things that most people miss on is the consistent revenue stream. Really looking at what are the number of clients that they have, what are the types of services or products that they're purchasing, how can you, you know, up those services or products that they're purchasing, and how do you make it more replicable? That's an area that I even missed right up front when I started, because yes, I knew how to do financials and I could look at my numbers, but that's something that I didn't really focus on right up front. So I think most people forget the revenue and how to build that revenue stream and expand it. So, for example, if you're doing one service, you know, how could you get, you know, provide multiple services, multiple revenue streams? And that's an area that most people miss out. The second one that has also been a major impact for me, and I really focus on that when I'm coaching, is the marketing aspect. I mean, When I graduated school of accounting, nobody was teaching me how to do marketing. When I was a CFO, nobody was teaching me how to do marketing. So, you know, you go out there and I started my business and I'm like, I have no idea how to do marketing. So I invested a lot of time and money to learn marketing. And what I coach right now, again, using some of those 10X strategies that I already learned and now I could teach, is to focus on your network. How can you expand on the current network that you have? The Rolodex, the old Rolodex, which is now your phone. How can you tap into that Rolodex of people that actually know you? You just maybe haven't got in touch with them. How do you rebuild that relationship before you even think about doing social media advertising and spending thousands of dollars that are still minuscule compared to, let's say, some bigger company spending millions of dollars in ad spend versus your little $250 ad.
It's such a good lesson. And it's something I've heard very common lately is so many people get sucked into this idea like, well, if I just do ads, you know, on social media, that it magically is going to overchange, you know, my business overnight. And that's not really true. And I had a challenge because I came from a corporate environment where the marketing I knew was million dollar budgets, right? And so when you go try to apply that to your small business, that's not going to work. It's just not the same scale. And without the brand recognition, those ads still are not going to really get that uptick. You have to use your network and that referral system. I think that's such an important thing that people really underestimate, is getting back into that network and cherishing those leads. And I know you and I have both been going through a CRM update. The beauty of being a small business is that it is pretty easy for you to go get something better. But really investing in the tools, because it's all these pieces together. And this is what I started to find is like, oh, well, I pay this for my CRM, but I also need an email management system. And oh, I also need a social media management system and a project management system. And it's death by subscription. So it goes back to also keeping an eye on those subscription costs to make sure, are you really using those tools to the best of their ability? And how many things are you really paying for, right?
That's really a great point that you made, because for me, I do it and I recommend others to do it too. So every year I look at all of my expenses, not just subscriptions, but specifically subscriptions, because that's like a death area. Like all these subscriptions go in there and it's like, oh, subscriptions just grow. And then you want to know how you're using all of the different subscriptions. You want to analyze this every year to see if it's really worth it. So for me, the reason I switched, let's say, from Infusionsoft, not that it wasn't doing the job I wanted it to do, but there were certain costs involved. There was like, well, and certain limitations, certain maybe structural things that I didn't like the way it was working. So I moved out to, let's say, HubSpot, which I like certain things about it. And then again, there's, you know, they get you in with a specific, let's say, price point, and then, you know, that something's going to change eventually. But you're right. There's also these pieces. There's a CRM. There's a scheduling for your social media. There's going to be email marketing. There's going to be automations in the back end. So most small business owners don't realize how much it takes to put together this whole marketing and sales channel. And then it gets overwhelming. And if you don't really understand what each software is providing and you're getting all of this stuff, you it can easily go up to like $500-$600, but you're not maybe utilizing everything.
Well, and I had to really think about it too, because I just came from a bunch of in-person events and I got, you remember these old school business cards? And you're going, okay, well, now what do I do? How do I get them? And some of these softwares have an app on your phone and it will digitally scan the card and put it into your system.
Absolutely. I love it when you could just scan those. And again, I know most people have switched out of doing personal business, like, you know, the hard copy business cards. And there's a lot of digital cards available. I like those a lot better, but still there's certain places people are still giving you the physical business card and then you just have to come back. I think I have a box of business cards. I think some of them have been entered. Some of them have to be entered into the CRM, but you know, we're moving at a speed of lightning these days. So whatever makes things faster.
Yeah. Well, and maybe let's talk about that. Like, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make when they do maybe get some good leads, you know, some referrals from their network? Then, you know, what should they be doing next?
I think the best thing to do is, and again, it depends on how much time you are how you're controlling your time on the calendar, is to follow up right away. Not spend too much time in between the time that you connected to the time you follow up. So what I like to do is usually within the next 3 days, just to contact, just to stay in touch with them, just to remind them, maybe if we took a picture together, like, you know, first thing I send is, hey, it was great meeting you. I had such and such event. 2 days later, I'll send hey, here's the picture that we took together. And then another 3 days later, I'll say, hey, I was at this event and I thought of you. And there's like a whole process that we have in 10X, strategies of, you know, 365-day follow-up. That's kind of what I start implementing.
Well, and it is so important because, you know, it's like, well, you get all these leads and then what? You know, if you're having trouble selling your products and services, it's because you're not getting to the next step. A lot of people actually, you know, enjoy sort of the fun part, the networking part, and they forget the, like, I actually need to sell these people something at some point. And it doesn't have to be a hard sale. You don't need to be the used car salesman, but you do need to work them into the next process and continue building that relationship with them. And maybe you're helping them. It may not even be, you know, the other way around, right?
Absolutely. So a lot of those people may not be the person that are going to buy from you today or maybe in a year, but it's about the 365-day follow-up is a way to continuously be on top of mind. So they remember who you were and when they met you. So when they do know of someone that would be the right fit, they might actually refer you as well. So I think most people forget that when you make a contact, they're not always the person maybe that you're going to sell to, but they could be the person that could refer you business. It could be someone they know that would be the right fit. So it's all about building the relationship through a systematic follow-up.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full-day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon Crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list.
I think that's good because, you know, when we say marketing too, not only do people think of ads, they sort of only think of social. And social media, you know, it's hit or miss. You don't own it. You don't control the algorithm and how many people are, you know, getting sent the thing, let alone maybe even looking at the thing, right? So versus your method where I think, you know, that really personal one-on-one kind of contact to just reach out, you know for sure it's getting to where you're trying to get it to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and especially right up front, I think having that connection via the phone, the text or video message or voice note is a lot better. And then you can roll them into, let's say, email contact. They could be on your newsletter. So now they're just constantly hearing from you. And again, the idea is to stay top of mind. It's like what we call a more of the nurture emails, right? And just to stay in touch with them. And then one day they're going to raise their hand. It's for them. Or it's like, hey, Marie, I got to, you know, introduce you to this person. On the other hand, social media, like you said, it could be hit or miss. One of the things that Grant Cardone says, you know, every time is that the algorithm is changing so fast that you have to post and just think that nobody saw it. So it's about consistency. Just post every hour of the day, the most you can. It's about the consistency that's going to help trigger the algorithm to start putting your information up above the rest. Obviously, for a small business owner, this is difficult. But that's why, you know, scheduling apps are going to make things a little bit easier. So you can literally repost the same thing over and over again, assume that nobody sees it.
Well, I know, you know, just with the podcast and, you know, other events and stuff I do, I have more content than I have time in a day, you know, to post. And, you know, it's great when you can make some super polished, beautiful video. But sometimes you just need to be like, hey, you know, I got up and went for a walk, you know, no makeup, no hair, just, you know, we're just out and about and I'm getting some sunshine, right? And we overthink things so much that we're trying to do this like level of perfection. And I think the one thing that is more accessible with social media is just being genuine. It's just like, here's my day. I had to go pick up my kids. Like my cat is crying, whatever's happening.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And I believe that people and most business owners think that it's all about the business alone. And they forget that people do business with people they like, they trust, you know. So however, it's important to kind of build the brand of the business. And, you know, you're doing social posts through the brand, but they also want to connect with the person behind the brand. So at the end of the day, for example, for my businesses, I am the brand. In your business, you are the brand. They're going to work with us specifically. So it's important that we are always right there connecting with them at our natural state. Like, this is who we are. I would tell you that this was 2 years ago, just before Thanksgiving, you know, vacation. I had to do my show and podcast in the morning. I had a couple of meetings in the middle. And then in the evening, I was doing a networking event. So it was a full day. And I remember that morning I showed up. I was not feeling good. My body was aching. I was fighting a cold. And I did a video right in the bathroom before I was getting all like mixed up, whatever. I did a video and I was literally, the whole point of the video was like, you know, most people do not show you the hardship before they get to where they get to. So that video, I wouldn't say it went viral, but it got so much engagement because people want to connect with you, the person. They saw the, you know, the back end of like, okay, I'm putting the show, I put the makeup on, I'm all this energy, but I had to push myself that day. I had to push myself. Most people don't see that. So I just wanted to connect with people saying, look, you know, some days it's just going to be very hard, but to be able to to succeed, you're just going to have to push yourself, you know, and then crash after the networking event. Drop home and crash for 3 days.
Well, and that's it. And I was joking about this before, Ray, as I said, look, I spent all summer here in Chicago and I had all these wonderful, you know, back-to-back events. But the difference is when I was traveling, when I go to Miami, when I go to California, it's maybe one, maybe two events, right, during the whole week. And, you know, I got downtime in the plane and, you know, downtime in my hotel room. In Chicago, I ain't got that. I got to do the dishes and do the laundry, you know. And then you book too many events because you're like, oh, okay, well, I can do something in the morning and something afternoon, something in the middle, you know. And so I've really, you were talking about booking your schedule, really started with, when is my downtime? And I put that into the calendar first. Like, when do we have family stuff? You know, when do I just need to go on a bike ride because the weather's going to be nice? And make sure those things are blocked first. And then also looking at, okay, now that I have all these events, when am I also going to take that time to rest, recover, right, you know, and take some time for myself. So it's so good, though, I think that we are that vulnerable and just say, look, today's a day off. I'm just going to post and say, hi, I'm doing okay. Hope you guys are too. But I love that vulnerability. And I think it's really important. And I just really want to encourage more people to do it, because especially if more of us are going to be entrepreneurs and we're out here by ourselves, it makes you feel less lonely, makes you feel like you have a good community and knows, hey, okay, today may not be great, but we're going to get out and we're going to do it anyways.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, 80% of success is just showing up, right? If you show up, you cannot fail. So if we keep showing up, you just keep moving. This morning, again, I had a, you know, slightly difficult, start of the day. And, but here I am, you know, just showing up because, you know, I'm committed to my family, my goals, my successes, and you just show up. I'm committed to you.
Oh, I love that. Well, time flies when we're having fun. I know you're probably up to lots of cool stuff. So Marie, why don't you let the folks know kind of where they can find you, what new stuff is coming, and we'll share it with them, not just on the video, but also in the show notes.
Yeah. So, you know, they can reach out to me directly on my email, marie@marieturosiancpa.com. That's the easiest way to reach out to me directly. Of course, I'm also on social. They can find me on social, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, pretty much all of them.
Awesome. Hopefully, we'll have some new fun adventures and new projects coming in 2024 where you and I will collaborate on a few other things. But it's been wonderful having you on the podcast. I always love hanging out with you and seeing what you're up to.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. You know you can catch us Where All the Cool Kids Hang Out, the Do podcast, on all the major platforms. And if you want to connect with Nikki directly, you can get a hold of me on my personal site, thenikkigreen360.com. There you can check out my website, you can see any of my new books, you can learn more about this podcast, and follow us on social. Can't wait to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.